On this Sunday, we celebrate the lives of Saints Peter and Paul, the persons of Saints Peter and Paul, and what God has done in their lives. Peter, who denied Jesus three times, who, you know, we know made a mistake in dissembling with the Jews and before the Gentiles, and Paul had to correct him. And we have Paul, of course, who persecuted the church and was full of arrogance and pride and violence even. And they both converted, and they both came back, you know, and learned from their mistakes and have dedicated their lives to serving our Lord, and God didn't give up on them. He had a plan in mind for them, plan in mind for Peter. Despite his mistakes and his faults, he was still made the pillar of the church, the first, the foundation of the church, that rock-solid foundation of faith. And we look to him, we look to his person to strengthen us in our faith. And all of the popes after him are pillars of faith and pillars of unity and pillars of strength for us in our faith. And, you know, we look at all the saints in the church and we gain encouragement and strength and inspiration. It's the saints, you know, we look at them, we should look at them, or we can look at the mistakes and the sinners and the those who have led bad examples. Which do you choose? You know, we should choose the saints. We should choose to look at the good and of course, to look, keep our eyes centered, focused on the real foundation, the real cornerstone, Jesus Christ, who is the be-all and end-all of our faith, who is the founder of the church and who promises to be with the church through the end of the ages and through the end of the world, always to sustain us. But we're all here to do our part, as Peter and Paul did their part in their humanity and their mistakes and imperfections. They recognized all that, and they were sorry and repented, and they did their very best to correct and make amends, but more than that, to go forward and to preach and lead others to God. And they did it with all their being, all their strength that they could, the best that they could, to lead souls to our Lord. And they traveled to the ends of the earth, as we see in Saint Paul, and he suffered so much for love of God and for the love of men and women, to save so many souls. And so I think, you know, we look at the humanity of Peter and Paul, and we look at the humanity of all the members of the church, the hierarchy, but also you and me and all of us. We're all human, and yet God uses us. He uses us, and he works through us, and he sustains the church, and he sustains all of us through the ministers of the church. And, you know, if things are falling apart and things are not always going good, and as they have throughout the centuries of the church, things have not been perfect, and what do we do, you know? We pray for everyone. We pray to sustain the church, and as Mother Teresa has said, as St. Ignatius of Loyola said, if there's problems, if there are problems, we should look at ourselves and correct ourselves, and then the church will be a better church. We always have to look at ourselves, and, you know, if our country is falling to pieces and falling into moral depravity, you know, we have to look at ourselves for that. You know, we get what we deserve, we get what we have created, we get what we do in our own lives. The church, the country, and the church reflects what the people are doing and what the character of the people. And so we have to look at ourselves to improve our own personal character. I can't change anybody else. I can't even change my family. I can't change the parish. You know, all I can do is change myself and pray for the rest. And that's what we are to do. And so we have, you know, we're powerful in prayer. You know, God's in charge. We should always have a spirit of joy and cheerfulness and optimism despite things falling apart around us sometimes. Always that good cheer, because God's in charge. God's in control. God can do anything, and he will if he wants to. you know, he wants to let things fall apart for a while to build it up later. He does whatever he wants, and we do what we should be doing. We have to do what we are called to do, and we do our very best to sustain our neighbor and to sustain the church through our prayers and good example and doing everything we can as saints. Peter and Paul did. We have to build up the church through charity, through humility, through obedience, through everything that we can do on our own. And we can do a lot. We can do a lot to sustain the church and to sustain our families, because prayer is powerful. Prayer is very powerful, and a good example in charity, humility is very powerful, and you can do that. You can do that yourself, and I can. And so there's great hope. There's always great hope for the church. And so we should live in hope. We should live in unity too. You know, Peter unites the church. Paul united the church and was always trying to pull together the churches under the bishops, under the pope. You know, we're all united as a family, and we have to act as a family to pull everybody together in charity, in prayer. We're all part of the body of Christ. So we need to pull everybody together in unity, and I need to do my part, and you need to do yours, and forget about the humanity of everyone else and the mistakes and the sins of others. That doesn't help. You know, we need to pray, and we need to love and charity and build up and to do all we can to build up the church, everything in that good spirit of charity and faith. And faith, as St. Peter was a pillar of faith. We have faith that God is in control, that God can change everything, and God can piece everything together, and Our Lady too, our mother, a mother who loves her children, who wants to keep us all together and wants to unite us and keep us together in charity, and wants everyone to be saved. And we should all, you know, look at everyone, look at even the sinners, like those who have done evil things and horrible things that hurt so many people. We look at them, you know, we try to save them. We pray for them. We don't say the heck with them. We say, no, I want to save them. I want to pray for them. I want their conversion. I want to build up the church. I want to, you know, do what I'm called to do, to help everyone. As Saints Peter and Paul, they didn't forget about anyone. They wanted to preach to the ends of the earth and bring everyone under the fold, the one true fold. So let us do our part and look at the examples of Saints Peter and Paul, and let us be examples too. Let us be pillars. You know, if we have recent pillars, Saints Peter and Paul were ancient pillars, but we can still bring them front and center. But it's good to have pillars today in our own world, in our own families, and that's you and me. We need to be pillars of strength, of faith and charity, and good example in practicing our faith, putting into practice what we believe. That's the big thing, you know, putting into practice, you know, starting with myself and those here in the church. Let's practice our faith and not just preach it and you know, and let it all be academic and all, you know, things I do in catechism, but let us practice our faith and, you know, start with charity, love for neighbor, praying for our neighbor, having love in the depths of our heart for everyone, and then doing everything we can in action to live out our faith in good example.